Going Bush with Alex Barwick on 783 ABC Alice Springs.
We're going bush today. Well, it's not technically bush. We're standing on a roundabout near Eastside Shops, but a roundabout that is absolutely covered in astute desert peas. It's amazing, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. They look great.
Now, is this the perfect time of year for your astute desert pea?
Yeah, you can grow them any time of the year, but now would be a good time of year to start sowing them.
Now's a good time to start sowing them?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you can buy the seed at local nurseries. So, you get the seed, and the seed's got a very hard coating over it, which is probably removed by the shifting sands in the desert. So, you can imitate this by scarifying the seed in between two sheets of sandpaper, or get a knife and just nick the husk. That allows the water to penetrate the seed. I'd direct sow straight onto a dripper, and away you go.
It sounds so easy. I haven't tried to grow them yet. But is it really easy to grow them? And is this indicative, given that they're really flourishing here in the middle of a roundabout?
Given that we're in Central Australia and they like arid environment, it's relatively easy to grow in Alice Springs. Certainly if you go up the east coast or to some of the moister, cooler climates, they're going to be a little bit more difficult to grow.
They obviously love tough conditions. I mean, here they are thriving amongst all this car pollution in the middle of a roundabout. What is it about the tough conditions that they like?
Well, they like it hot, dry, sandy and free draining, which is basically what the desert provides. So under cultivation you can add a bit of water and they love it. So I'd encourage anybody to give it a go. You find that they like fresh soil, so if you haven't grown them in a spot before, they like those conditions. They will struggle to grow again in the same spot. But once you get them established and let them dry out and seed, after every rain event, they'll just come up on their own.
All right, so they will just keep coming year in, year out.
Yeah. So that's my tip is once you get them established, just wait for the rain and they'll come back.
All right, let's get down close to a couple of these heads.
Yep.
They're just absolutely gorgeous. Can you describe them for us?
Well, this is quite your typical Sturt's Desert Pea or Swainsona formosa. This one's got a black centre with a red keel. Quite a beautiful plant. They're in the pea family, so they have a pea-like pod in the Fabaceae family. They do come in a range of colours. You can get a red centre with a red keel, and you can get an almost white, pale green keel with a white centre, and you'll get varieties in between.
Okay, but this one the most common?
This is the most classic, the black centre with the red keel, and I must say these are looking fantastic.
Now, there are bees absolutely everywhere here. What are they up to?
They'd be trying to get in there and get some nectar, but traditionally these things are pollinated by birds. So when the birds come in and try and get the nectar, the stamens sort of pop out and rub on their head, and then they'll go around and pollinate the next one. Traditionally these things occur mainly by the southern border of the Northern Territory. So, you know, Palmer Valley, sort of south of Eldunda, you'll see them naturally occurring in the territory, but they've got quite a wide range, so they'll go sort of from the Hammersley Ranges in the Pilbara right across the southern half of the arid lands across the Broken Hill.
So we're naturally seeing them here as well.
You will see them naturally in the territory. They're not something that we do big displays of at the desert part, because they only occur around the southern border. So we do grow some, but we use more of the traditional wildflowers in the daisy family at the desert park. Yeah.
Well, Gary, it's been great hanging out with you on this roundabout here, surrounded by Sturt Desert Peas. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries, my pleasure.